Spinelli's is really gorgeous, and it
needs... Let's do it right there.
But it's not the biggest one.
It's not the biggest. How about right in the middle of the round one?
There's a flurry of activity in the auditorium of a Ventura County church as decisions are being made over where to set up hundreds of nativity scenes. It's a Ventura County tradition, but it's also bittersweet because this is the last time that it's happening. The three-day-long event is called No Room at the Inn. It's the opportunity to see nativity scenes made out of everything from toothpicks to marble, and it's a fundraiser for programs to help Ventura County's homeless. Nora Howell started the event 25 years ago with her friend Judy Crenshaw.
It started when Judy and I decided to do this in memory of my husband, who named it No Room at the Inn because he wanted to support homeless. So it started then with about 10 people gathered in my living room, and it is sadly our last year because there are only three of us left from that original committee.
Judy Crenshaw says the event has an amazing legacy, raising $435,000 for homeless programs during its history.
Oh, it certainly is mixed emotions. It's excited for this 25th anniversary, silver anniversary for No Room at the Inn. And so that's a wahoo. But it is with mixed emotions that we are saying it's time for us to move on.
Over the years, the event has been hosted by various churches in Ventura County. This year, it's at the Padre Serra Parish in Camarillo. This morning, the focus is on putting the final touches on what will be the largest ever No Room at the Inn show, with nearly 70 exhibitors and 725 nativity scenes. One woman is pulling sets out of a stack of weathered cardboard boxes, which simply say Christmas on the outside.
Most people might have a nativity scene or two. How many do you and your husband have?
And we're not collectors. We have probably a dozen. And not like some of the people here who have 200 nativities at home. I admire them. You have to have a big garage, I guess.
Linda Brotz and her husband have been a part of the No Room at the Inn event for more than two decades.
All the proceeds go to homeless shelters in Ventura County. I think that's very wonderful. And the people here are outstanding. It's such a wonderful group of friends. All different churches. We just want to come together and make it a wonderful event. And it's just a joy. I feel privileged.
A dedicated core of volunteers has helped keep the event going. Besides its founders, perhaps no one is more dedicated than Rosemary Poorman, who moved from Westlake Village to Virginia 5 years ago, yet still helps with the project.
I have spent the last 5 years doing the invitation, the mailing house, and the exhibitors with my good partner, Hilda, who lives here from Virginia.
Poorman has overseen the layout of the displays this year and says they'll have one of the best mixes ever.
We work with the exhibitors to get descriptions on each nativity so we can tell a little story about each nativity, because that's the most precious thing that people talk about when they leave. They say, oh, I loved reading about Mrs. Jones's nativity and Mrs. Smith's nativity and how it was a wedding present or this was made by their granddaughter. We have 88 cultures and countries represented, novelty nativities of Charlie Brown and Snoopy, but then we have very elaborate Italian nativities.
Event co-founder Nora Howells has a huge collection of nativity scenes, but admits she has one that's her favorite and has brought it to every show.
The one made out of Welsh coal. It's not pretty, but my husband was Welsh, and I went up into the coal mining valleys of Wales to find a Welsh nativity.
Howell says while this is the last No Room at the Inn, they're hoping to make it the biggest one ever in terms of money being raised to help the homeless.
We have over 160 baskets for the silent auction. There are about 150 nativity sets that we're selling. And then one of our committee members collects angels, so we're selling angels.
There's an opening reception from 6 to 9 tonight. The show is open from 10 to 7 on Saturday and 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. It's at the Serra Center, which is part of the Padre Serra Parish in Camarillo. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.